It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some exotic
booze. You know, we've been talking about wonderful places to go and interesting events and all kinds of good stuff cooking, which led me to discover some places I knew nothing about. And I have lived mostly in the Northeast since my 10th birthday. No, entirely in the Northeast since my 10th birthday, which is at least 9 years ago now. So it's always a surprise to me to find out about places I know nothing about. And I figure if I don't know the place, there's a good chance that most of you probably don't know it either. Although I know I've got some very sophisticated travelers in our listening audience, and there's a good chance that some of them are laughing up their sleeve when I announce what we're going to be talking about, because it's a place they go to all the time because they love it so much, which is proof in the pudding that I picked the right place. So I was looking for some place not far from Plattsburgh, New York. Because since I started on this project of putting together some programming about an event that's going to take place on the 24th of October in a town called Beekmantown in Beekmantown, New York, at Beekmantown High School on October 24th at 7 p.m. in their gymnasium, which can hold 900 people, and I think people are going to be hanging from the rafters. A woman named Temple Grandin will be speaking, and I fell in love with Temple Grandin when I saw a film with her name as the title. And I'm going to read you the one-sentence blurb for the DVD, which I'm about to buy. It says, Golden Globe-winning actress Claire Danes shines in this fact-based story of an autistic woman who became an unlikely hero to America's cattle industry and to autistic people everywhere. I have to tell you, you see this film? First of all, it'll put in perspective all the problems you think you have in your life and all the obstacles you think you need to overcome and all the challenges that you think are insurmountable. Temple Grandin, an autistic child, has a doctorate, teaches, she's a professor at a university in Colorado. She reformatted the methodology of dealing with cattle in large cattle farms. And she is globally known. She speaks all over the world, and the Autism Society of whatever place it is, maybe it's Plattsburgh or whatever area that is around Plattsburgh, determined that they were going to get her to come and speak. And they partnered with the Agricultural Extension and the Miner Institute, because Temple also wanted to speak about agriculture. And so these three, I think they're all nonprofit groups, got together, and she's doing some seminars earlier in the day on the 24th related to autism, for which there is a $25 admission fee. And then she's speaking that evening, for which there is no fee. And I'm going to be able to make the one at 7 p.m. And I just want to be in the same room with this very inspirational woman. And so I thought that if there are folks listening interested in the agricultural side, interested in the autism side, interested in the human interest side of this story, maybe there's a chance you want to be there. Or maybe you're not going to be able to make it on that date, but that whole region sounds so delightfully special that you just want to take yourself on a road trip. And if you're coming into New York City and you're on business, maybe you want to extend your stay for a long weekend or come in over a holiday so you can extend your stay. And you need to know where to stay. So we spoke with some folks, and I came upon the North Hero House Inn and Restaurant in North Hero, Vermont. Now, if you're not terrific with Northeast geography, it may sound like Plattsburgh, New York, and Vermont are really far away, but they're not. And you can actually take a ferry that's, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that, that you can put your car on and go across, and you will be in Vermont. And pretty far up in Vermont, by the way. So I came across the website NorthHeroHouse.com and found this historic lakeside inn that just is picture perfect, delightful. And I had to talk with the owner and introduce the owner to you. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Plan to be at Boston Symphony Hall on December 29th or 30th for the Home Alone concert. Experience this true holiday favorite as never before on the big screen with live orchestral accompaniment and members of the Wellesley High School Chorus. Don't miss this hilarious and heartwarming performance. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Walter Blaisberg. He is the owner of the North Hero House Inn and Restaurant in North Hero, Vermont. And it's basically close to the shore of Lake Champlain, unless I've got that wrong. Have I got that right?
You've got it right. We're right on the shore of Lake Champlain in the Champlain Islands.
Your place looks gorgeous. It just looks gorgeous. How long have you owned it, Walter?
21 years.
What'd you do before that?
I was in the investment management business.
And one day you said, this isn't all the fun it was cracked up to be.
Well, I bought it before I retired and ran it as an absentee owner for 10 years.
Oh, okay. What was that like? Were there challenges doing it that way?
It's very challenging. You know, it's difficult. This isn't really a real estate investment. It's a management problem. You know, you really have to have a good staff and people who care about the guests. And
yeah, and when the owner is far away, that doesn't always work out so well.
Mostly it did. We had a couple problems, but it runs certainly much better when I'm there.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, I get that. I get that. So when you bought the property, what was it like?
It was completely run down, and I bought it at from the bank, from taking possession of it in bankruptcy. So we completely gutted it and put in everything, sold all the furniture, and modernized it, put in bathrooms in every room and air conditioning, TVs, and all those kinds of modern conveniences, and we opened for business in June of 1997.
Oh, wow. Wow. Was there a point when you said, what did I get myself into here?
wasn't until after the first year.
and you realized what? You were in the red?
Well, I was in the investment management business. I wasn't in the hospitality business, and so it's the school of hard knocks when you're unfamiliar with an industry and you have to learn on the job. But
what was the most important thing you learned?
Well, I think the most important thing is that if you can connect with your guests, they'll forgive any mistakes that you make and they'll actually help you do better.
Thank you. Boy, have you hit the nail on the head. We're coming at the end of the segment. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and I have half a minute in which to tell you. There is a ship that doesn't exist anymore. It was a Greek cruise line. The ships were pretty run down. We sailed on it twice. I mean, things happened, like the toilets didn't flush. The electric went out. Don't ask what went on this ship. The food was good. But the staff was so wonderful. You felt like you were sailing with the people that loved you. And you had such fun that we actually subjected ourselves to going back on it. The ship was called the Stella Maris, by the way. And, oh, my God, what a tub. But we went back again because we had such a good time. We couldn't wait to be there with all the people. The social director, who was fabulous, and the captain and the crew, and everybody made you feel like family. And man, you hit the nail on the head. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrilled to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. on your time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Just imagine, it's completely depraved.
On the line with me is Walter Blaisberg. He is the owner, chief cook, and bottle washer, and the person that makes sure that everything is ship shape and moving smoothly on the rails of the North Hero House Inn and Restaurant in North Hero, Vermont, which it looks to be an island in Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain. How about a lake that was filled with champagne? Wouldn't that be something? So are you on an island?
We are. We're on the island of North Hero, and it's connected through to the mainland by U.S. Route 2. But in the old days, when the inn was built, it wasn't, and people arrived at our own steamship pier on a paddle wheel steamer to spend a month or two.
Now, Route 2... is that the same road that runs down to Massachusetts?
And Maine, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, we have to take a look at the map and see what the deal is, because Route 2, if it's the same road, that Route 2 from North Adams will take you to Boston. We generally go up on Route 7.
Yeah.
From Massachusetts, just go straight up north through the Berkshires, through western Massachusetts, up Route 7 into Vermont. So can we get to you that way?
Yeah, Route 2 intersects with Route 7.
Yeah, in North Adams.
Just outside
or Williamstown or someplace.
And then they're actually the same road until you get to Milton, and then Route 7 continues north, and Route 2 goes west to the islands.
Okay. I'm going to come and see you. You know that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, there's no uh-oh. No, I'm going to come and see you. I fell in love with your place online. And for those of you who want to go take a quick look, you can go to northherohouse.com. Or if you're driving or, you know, using a buzzsaw or something, you know, don't get yourself killed. Go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And just go in the show notes, and you'll find Walter Blaisberg. Click on that, and it's going to take you to the off the homepage into the show notes, and then you'll find the links to get to their website easy. And if you're listening for the first time and you can't even remember what you listened to, just go to Google and put in radio show, travel expert, and you cannot lose me because I dominate that broadcast sector. So then you can click through from there. You might want to lose me, but I'm not going to let you. So let's talk about how many accommodations are there in the North Hero house?
We have 26 rooms.
Oh, wow. That's nice and big. Mm-hmm. But did it have 26 rooms to start?
No. It probably had about 8 or 9, and then the buildings right on the lakefront were acquired and turned into rooms as well. So there's 9 in the big main inn, and there's 17 on the lakeside cottages.
Are they individual?
I don't know what you mean by individual, but they're like hotel rooms. So they're they have a king size bed and a bathroom and a porch.
Now, but when you say lakeside cottages, there's an S on there. So are there 17 cottages, or each cottage
bunch? No, sorry. There are 3 cottages, and they have from 6 to 9 rooms each.
Okay. How do you like that? I like that a lot.
Actually, 6 to 7 rooms.
I have a need to be near water. So
I lost you a little bit there.
Oh. Well, it must be on your end. I can't imagine we would lose connection.
I don't know what happened, but I'm on a landline, so
odd.
I can hear you very faintly, and now I can hear you again.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that. So, no, I need to be near water. I need a view. I don't mind mountain views.
You look directly right across the lake at Mount Mansfield over the Lake Champlain, and that's where Stowe is. So it's the highest mountain in Vermont.
Wow. Wow. I got to come see you. Well, we're practically neighbors because we're based in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. And we're about, I'm going to say, 28 minutes maybe from the Vermont border,
right,
where Route 7 crosses into Vermont. And we have no excuse not to know where you are. And yet I don't know. I mean, North Hero Island is a new place for me. North Hero, Vermont. How did it get its name? Do you know?
I do. Back in the Revolutionary War, there were the Green Mountain Boys, and they were the guys who took the cannons over the mountains from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston and fought the British down there. And there were a lot of volunteers that couldn't be paid by the state of Vermont. And when the war was over, the Hero Islands were granted to all the soldiers. And so Ethan Allen, Ira Allen, were all owners of property here. Allens are still here.
Oh, wow.
And can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just saying, oh, wow.
That's where it comes from. The islands were given to the Revolutionary War heroes, who mostly sold it off, but that's how they got their name, South Hero and North Hero.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So I have to ask you about what magic you provide, and you probably aren't going to have much time to answer me in this segment, so we're going to take a quick break and come right back and dive into this. But you have to have done some, either networked into some very fancy pants circles or marketed in some amazing way, because I have been handed a note from our control room that says, North Hero House Inn and Restaurant, North Hero, Vermont. Past guests, Paul Newman and his wife, Joanne Woodward, Robert Redford, Uma Thurman, Ethan Hawke, Stephen Forbes, and the list goes on.
Right. Those people have all stayed with us.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're not on, I don't know, 57th and Madison. You're kind of in a secluded corner of the world, which I am sure that celebrity types who are hounded by life in general and media in particular would look for an exclusive kind of quiet place to go in.
Well, Bernie Sanders has a summer home here.
Where?
In North Hero.
No kidding.
Just up the street.
Oh, so then we need to come in the summer so we can hang out and see him.
There you go.
All right. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know, what did you do to market your place, and how did you crawl into these unbelievably spectacular circles of clientele? And what is it that you do that pleases the level of traveler who knows what they want and expects to get it? So we'll be right back. Don't leave me.
But I miss us.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Walter Blaisberg. He is the owner of the North Hero House Inn and Restaurant. That's a lot to say. In North Hero, Vermont, an island that is easily reachable. Not only if you're just driving north through Vermont, but if you happen to be on the New York side of Lake Champlain, you can catch a ferry somewhere in the Plattsburgh area. Walter, exactly where would you get the ferry from?
It's called Cumberland Head. It's part of Plattsburgh. It's exit 39 off of Route 87.
Exit 39 off of Route 87, mm-hmm. Which is the North Way.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what gorgeous country. What gorgeous country.
Especially right now with the leaves turning.
Oh, wow. I got to get my bones in your direction. Of course, we in Berkshire County have an elitist attitude that we have the best display of leaves anywhere in the country. Because we have the largest variety of different kinds of trees. So, but, and what we call mountains are really hills. They really don't qualify as mountains. In Berkshire County, but we call them mountains anyway. But they don't go up above the tree line. So we wind up with our mountains looking like they're carpeted because the trees go up one side, over the top, down the other side, and we don't get the craggy, stony mountain sticking out the top as you would in places like Vermont or Colorado or even New Hampshire where the mountains are taller. So, talk to me about how did you market your place and fall into, I mean, do you normally hobnob with celebrities to have a list? If you're just joining us, some of the past guests are Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, who were a married couple for about forever. Robert Redford, Uma Thurman, Ethan Hawke, Stephen Forbes, the list goes on. How did you do that?
Well, I can't say that I know why they chose to come here in the first place, but you know, since I've owned it in 1997, we really emphasized the internet and one of the first purchase search terms, and that really expanded our business tremendously from when the inn had been bankrupt after I purchased it. And once people got here, you know, we spent a lot of time making the rooms charming. We updated them with modern conveniences, and then our decorator searched all Vermont for antiques to put in all the rooms. A big thing that celebrities really like to do and come back to do is fishing. And Lake Champlain is probably the best fishery in North America, especially for smallmouth bass. And, you know, so some of the catches are legendary, and, you know, we'll actually cook some of the fish that the guests catch if they bring it in clean. So
now, that's a really interesting point that you make, because when we were – did you ever go to South Lake Tahoe?
I have been to Lake Tahoe, yeah.
Well, I interviewed, we've been there a couple times now. I interviewed a fellow who's, I forget the name of the company, but people, if you just go in and put Lake Tahoe and fish, you'll probably, it'll come up in sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and you'll get the archived audio of the interview. And it's enough years ago now that you wouldn't be able to download it through a podcast, so you'd listen to the archived audio. He was a fishing outfitter. And it might have even been called Lake Tahoe Fishing Outfitter. So try that as the keywords at sabrams.com or travelers411.com. And he was talking with me about what a gajillion dollar industry fishing is and how underpromoted, undervalued, underrated it is by even tourism departments that promote everything in the world and don't even, you know, kind of give lip service to, oh, yeah, and by the way, you can fish here.
Right.
And don't realize. So for people who arrive without equipment, because I'm going to imagine that Robert Redford and Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke don't travel with their rod and reel.
I don't think so. They didn't come here to fish.
Oh, okay.
Uma Thurman didn't, but there are guides and outfitters and bait and tackle shops and captains who take you out, and you know you can get lake trout, salmon. There's just all kinds of options.
Salmon?
Yep.
Where do you have salmon?
In Lake Champlain.
You're kidding.
Landlocked salmon. Yep.
Wow. I never think of salmon as anything but rivers.
Yeah.
And by the way, you wouldn't call them captains or guides or whatever. If you were in Ireland, you'd call them gillies. Isn't that a great word? Gillies?
Sure is, yeah.
I like that word. It almost dances.
Well, we have one of the guys is Gilly Gagne. He's a Frenchman. He's legendary.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
But the other thing I think is important is that the restaurant and food is really crucial. You have to have, you describe me as the chief cook and bottle washer. I'm not the chief cook. I wouldn't want to have anybody think that I could do that. So we've really invested heavily in making sure we have good chefs who've been well-trained and make the people happy because, you know, they will come back for the food for sure.
Are you a member of any hotel marketing group?
We're not.
So what were the keywords that you used that did this, fella? Because, you know, you've got a small, darling lodging facility in the middle of downtown no place. And yet you have managed to attract some high profile people. So what kind of, you said you did it on the interword with, you know, whatever keywording. And
it's pretty boring. It's Bed and Breakfast Vermont, a Vermont Country Inn. Fishing Vermont, Lake Champlain Lodging, Lake Champlain Resort, those kinds of things.
Wow. I would imagine if somebody were looking for whatever, and then they saw your website and your location, that would seal the deal.
Yeah.
Do you know do you ever see the movie The Holiday with Kate Winslet? And Cameron Diaz,
don't they change places in England?
Yeah, Kate Winslet is the English woman with the country house that's not really a house. Do not, if you ever get the DVD, do not watch the bonus selections. It'll ruin the movie for you. Because here is this darling, charming cottage on an intersection of two roads, and I actually thought I knew that cottage. Because it looks like a cottage that you would see in the series To the Manor Born with Penelope Keith and, what was his name? Peter Bowles. Wonderful. It was made in the 80s. They re-air it on PBS all the time. I own the whole series. I just, every now and then I say to my husband, I'll be in the living room if you need me. I'm going to England now. And I'll put it on and, you know, have it keep me company while I'm doing something that doesn't need my full attention, some kind of mindless work. But there's a cottage that is shown in that series that looks just like this cottage. When you watch the bonus, it's just a facade that they built. And everything inside was done in Hollywood. doesn't really exist. Right. So do not watch the bonus. It'll blow it for you. But that story was an infomercial for Home Exchange.
Wasn't Carmen Diaz in that as well?
No, yeah, she played the Californian.
She went to England, yeah.
Right. They switched houses. She goes online, and you see it in the film, you know, homeexchange.com, and she's in California with this big contemporary modern amazing building, and that's her home, a gated thing in Hollywood somewhere, in Bel Air or Beverly Hills or whatever, and Kate Winslet has this cute little cottage in the woods in England, in the countryside, and they swap houses. I actually had, what's his name, Ed... I want to say his last name is Cushin, K-U-S-H-I-N. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. And he is the founder of Home Exchange. And he started before the internet when he had to print a book of all the houses and all the places and all the apartments and all the everything that people were willing to swap with one another. And then when he, you know, when the internet came around, he jumped on it. He pounced on that, probably in the early to mid 90s. And
we were still in all the books and all the guides way back in 1997, and we had to make sure we were entered in that. But now that's not important anymore.
Wow, that's remarkable. That really is remarkable. We're saving trees by not using paper. Stay with me. We have to take a quick commercial break, talking with Walter Blaisberg, the owner of the North Hero House Inn and Restaurant in North Hero, Vermont, a place you've got to put on your must-visit list. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
In the mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Walter Blaisberg on the line with me. He is the owner of the North Hero House Inn. It's on North Hero Island in Vermont in Lake Champlain. It's fairly easy to get to, people. And at this time of year, when the trees are just starting to do their fall foliage parade of colors, this is a great time to be visiting. I have a question about seasonality, Walter. Are you open 12 months?
We're 12 months, yes.
And now that leads me, that's wonderful. That leads me to another question. You were in the investment business? Were you an investment banker, or you were a hedge
investment
fund person?
Manager. I managed money for large insurance companies.
And you lived what, in Manhattan?
I lived New Jersey, Manhattan.
Where in New
Hartford,
Jersey?
Connecticut, London, Los Angeles, Zurich, Switzerland, places like that.
In all those exciting places, where in New Jersey did you live?
Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say hello then to all of our fans listening on WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial. I miss you guys in Jersey. I lived in Closter.
Oh, yeah.
Exit 2 on the Palisade.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a guy who is a sophisticated traveler, because if you are in Zurich and wherever else in Switzerland and, other fancy places around the world and in Los Angeles and in New York, and do you feel like a hermit?
Do I feel like a hermit? No. it's really a pretty busy place. And so the restaurant is busy even in the off season. And it's always like we're having company for dinner. So you don't lack for company. It is about 30 miles to the nearest grocery store or big grocery store. So sometimes we feel a little bit. You have to plan your trips. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So in the winter, when people are heading to Vermont to ski,
wintertime, my son lives in Costa Rica. I love to go there.
I'm going there. Why don't you come with us?
I'm sorry?
I'm going to Costa Rica. Why don't you come with us? We're going in November.
Where are you going?
We're going to fly into San Jose, and we're going to visit the Tullamar Resort.
Oh, no. Tullamar, isn't that in Honduras?
No. It's in Costa Rica. Otherwise, my plane's landing in the wrong place.
Well, I understand, Costa Rica. But there is a place called Tullamar in Honduras, which is a big resort, and I don't know where this is.
This is T-U. T-U-L-L-E-M-A-R, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
12.
And then we're also going to stay at a place called the... Oh, good. I'm going to mess the title of the place, the name of the place. I think it's a Gran Oro something. I forgot the name. Isn't that dreadful? But that's one of the reasons I want to go there. The place is, you'd love it. The place is amazing. So, yeah, come with us. That could
okay.
be good. Yeah, I that could be fun. But in any event, it just seems like a big transition from probably the schedule that you lived professionally, which required a 36-hour day and a 9-day week to accomplish everything you needed to do.
Well, you got that right.
To stepping, yeah, I get it, because I did that too.
Well, you know, everybody likes to get back to their roots, but my parents brought me here to Lake Champlain starting in 1950 when I was a year and a half. And we came every summer, and we have a summer home on an island here. So for me, this is really like the place I always wanted to end up.
Ah, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. So... the restaurant, is it open daily?
It's open daily from the middle of May until basically the end of October. And then once the winter season comes in, it's open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night for dinner. And if we have guests that are in the other part of the week, the chef comes in and cooks specially for them.
That is cool. That is cool.
Chef lives on the property, so that's easy for us.
Yeah, your chef would have to, I would think. I mean, because my questions really revolve around... Listen, I understand the whole concept of going and disappearing. People who live frenetic lives want to go somewhere and pretty much do not much. People that are very sedentary, at home, mundane, nothing much going on, they want holidays where they're running their feet off. Because everybody wants what they don't do the rest of the year. And so I kind of understand the whole idea of finding some secluded, romantic, quiet, gorgeous, pampering setting to just be and remember who you are and find yourself again. But, you know, how much snow do you get? Does it make it difficult to get... what do you do?
No,
you cross a bridge or there's a causeway? Or how do you get off the island?
There's a causeway.
Okay. And what happens
you know,
with the snow?
It's Vermont, so we get snow, but it's easily plowed and cleared, and the wind takes it away sometimes. So, and, you know, we have...
do you get much lake effect snow?
We don't, no.
Isn't that
it's fun? Frozen. It doesn't, you know.
How about that?
It doesn't produce the moisture.
Yeah.
If the lake freezes over, at least our part of the lake freezes over end of December, middle of January.
Yeah.
And then, we believe it or not, we have a lot of people that come here for ice fishing. So that's a seasonal thing that we do, and people come from all over for that.
Well, I am just delighted that we were able to talk with you. I would have liked to have talked more about the actual food service at your restaurant, but I bet it's spectacular because it looks so good on your website. And I want to thank you for joining us. You have a final message for our audience?
Well, we'd love to see you. We have all kinds of things for you to do, murder mystery weekends, wine and food pairings. We have just relaxing.
When's your next murder mystery weekend?
It's October 27th, 28th, 29th.
They are such fun people. If you've never done it, you need to do it. It's not David Hasselfried doing it for you, is it?
No, we have a local group of 10 actors, and boy, do they have a good time.
Oh, and I know the guests do as well. When they do these things, people, you don't know who the actors are. Everybody just acts like they're a guest.
And that's
suddenly,
right.
And suddenly somebody is lying with a dagger in their heart or their back or shot in the head or something, and of course it's not real. But it sure looks that way, and it's just great, great fun. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've run out of time, not only in this hour, but for today's show. So come back next week, everybody. And remember, the North Hero Inn in North Hero, Vermont. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.